Welcome to Shomach Shom on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishma Sarim Yaakov Shalom and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Soito Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that Moshe Rabbeinu told Av Yisrael, V'yer me'aleim bin me'a v'eshim shono anoich hayoim. What do you see from the word hayoim? Hayoim molu yomai ushosai. Today I completed my days and my years. And from here you learn, Shabbos fills in the days of tzaddikim, the exact day, the exact month, and they are born and nifter in the same day. The Maharsha in Yevamos Daf Nun asks us a question. It says, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu did a chet, and therefore he did not go into Eretz Yisrael. If he would not do the chet, he would go into Eretz Yisrael and he would live more years. So how can you say that today HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled up his days and his years? He l'chur was niftar a few years before he was supposed to. And to come and say that if Moshe Rabbeinu would not do the chet, he would have additional years over his life, that the Maharsha points out over there, that depends on the machlekes. We have a machlekes there in the Gemara in Yevamos. Can one receive more years than when he was supposed to originally? So according to Mandama that says that you cannot have more years, how you will explain our Gemara? And the Maharsha concludes, you have to say that our Gemara goes according to Mandama, that one can have additional years over his original years he's supposed to have. But it's still kasha, because to say on Moshe Rabbeinu that after all, if you would not do the chet, so then you would have more years. But right now he completed his official years of his life. It's hard to understand. Because Moshe Rabbeinu l'chura missed out by doing chet mei meriva. He was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael. He hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. So therefore he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. And he's saying, no, he died in the exact day he was supposed to be nifter. And if you would not do the chet, so the Kishbuch will give him more years. How can that's a simple understanding of what happened with chet mei meriva? The Moshe Rabbeinu had an opportunity to get bonus years. So to answer this, let's be me'ayin in a gevaldik in a kudo, that the Leshem, the very big Mekubal, writes in his Sefer. And it's really a chazal, it's based on a medrash tanchum of Parshas V'yeshiv that we brought there in Yevamos as well. The medrash tells us that there is such a mahalach in the Briyo called Noiro Alilo Avneodo. Ba'alilo basalenu. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with an excuse. What does it mean? So the Medrash brings a mashal. Mashal of a person who goes into his house with a get in his pocket. And he tells his wife, pour me a cup of water. She pours up a cup of water. He tells her, the water is not hot. Why are you not pouring me a hot cup of water? Because of that, I'm divorcing you. He takes the get out of his pocket and gives it to his wife. So tells the wife to the husband, you didn't give me the get because I gave you a cold cup of water. The get was in your pocket. You were planning to give it to me anyway. You were just looking for an excuse to give me the get. Says the Medrash, many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the same anago of Noiro Alilo of Neodo. He comes with excuses to come and implement his plan. And the Medrash starts, the first example is Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon, he was choyte. When was he choyte? On Friday, when he was the day he was born. But when was Malach HaMavis created? Malach HaMavis was created on a Monday of the Bria. Why was Malach HaMavis created if Adam HaRishon was supposed to live forever? Says the Adam HaRishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'alilu Batalim. You're planning anyway to be Goyzer Misa in the world. You just need to find an excuse. And the Medrash goes on with a few other examples. And one of them is the example of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, right away in the beginning of his shlichus, it says that he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And by Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised that nobody of this generation is going to Eretz Yisrael. But then Moshe Rabbeinu was choyte in the Chet HaMei Meriva. So that was, so to speak, the alilo, the excuse not to allow him to go to Eretz Yisrael. So explain the Leshem a little bit. It's very hard to understand what exactly this means and how this is implemented. But the idea is that in general, Kivyocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a master plan that needs to be implemented in the world. Chazal and Sefer HaZohar already told us that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael Because Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be Pnei Chama and Am Yisrael Pnei Levana. The sun and the moon cannot be together. We spoke about in the Shir just a few days ago, where the Maharal and Kala Mukas point out that Moshe Rabbeinu would go to Eretz Yisrael, so Am Yisrael would never go to Golos, and that would be not good for Am Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go to Eretz Yisrael anyway. The Chen Mei Merivo was just a way to come and express and bring out to the world what needs to be implemented anyway. Kiviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu that this Maaseh reflects part of that plan that you cannot go because you don't fit this nation at this stage. But this is not the reason Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael because that's the part of the master plan. And this makes a lot of sense. Can you think about it? That we lost that opportunity for Moshe Rabbeinu going to Eretz Yisrael, meaning the entire history of Am Yisrael would be different. With the entire Mahalach that Am Yisrael goes through, everything throughout the generations, David, Shlomo, Bismillah, Sharisha, Bismillah, Shashani, that's all again would be different. The Moshe Rabbeinu would go in, we're supposed to have a different history. So Zog de Leshem, know what Chazal is telling us, there is a master plan, and the master plan is implemented. And there's different ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings that to fruition. And we don't always understand how it works and how does it fit with the Bechir Chavshis and the free will and how does it work in terms of the Mahalach of the world. But the Anhoga of Noira Alilo of Neyoto, by Alilo Basaleinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu implements the master plan supposed to happen. And according to this Gemara is exactly what it says. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, now that I'm Nifter this day, I was thinking to come into that soul, I was thinking I have more time. But now I see that Yoy Molu Yomai Ushnoisai. This is the exact day I was supposed to be Nifter to begin with. This is a very deep topic. We just touched upon it. An idea, concept coming out from the whole sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.